As someone who suffers from allergies, I have to wonder, where does all the liquid that I am blowing into a Kleenex come from? How could the body keep producing that at such a high rate? And why am I not losing weight? Because I am blowing my nose at a crazy rate. Happy Sunday morning to you, wherever you are. Thanks for hitting the play button. It's a 1 degree morning Sunday, 8:20 a.m. My last day off before starting the 4 days on, 4 days off. Life cycle of work, which I hope is going to end. I mean, end this way. I want to get off that crazy 12-hour shift. Let me turn the radio off. Because I had a health professional, and I've been reading, and I've been hearing that it actually reduces your life expectancy. And I agree. And I'm not about doing things like that. Okay. All right. Now, let's move on. Rosier subject. I'm heading to one of my favorite activities of all my life, ever since I've been 10 years old when I first started playing, maybe even before that. I was 10 years old when I first started playing organized soccer. And we are going to the university, a beautiful facility called the, of course, the old mind isn't going in. It is called the Thunderdome. No, the, that'll come to me after. And we are going to get together with people ranging from mid-30s to almost 80 years old, believe it or not, and have a kickabout, play some soccer. Uh-oh. Excuse me. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that. There's proof that my allergies are here right now. And soccer has been always something that, from the days that I have it, it's the first thing I think about. And it's one of those highlight activities of my day, of my week. But on the days of soccer, I am more excited to get out of bed. There's nothing that can excite me more than soccer. Oh yeah, speaking of sleeping or recently getting up, I had a dream last night that I had a chance to be on Saturday Night Live, which is the show I don't think requires any explanation of what it is, but it's been running for 40, 45 years. Wonderful comedy, stuff that I love, that grew up on. And I had a chance to be on that show. We were in rehearsal, and it was almost like an audition. In a different kind of a way, there was about 10 of us lined up, and we each had to read a line a certain way. It was going to be on the end of a show. They were going to rehearse it all week. I think from that, they were going to draw us who was going to make it. Well, I got to my part, and I had to come into the theater as a character with a block of wood, or two pieces of wood. And I had to ask for a tool. And I had to work with that wood. And I had to be funny in the process. I know it doesn't make sense, you and I talking here in a normal day-to-day way. But, you know, in your dreams, of course it made total sense. And it probably was much better than I'm explaining it. Well, my chance came, and I totally blew it. They didn't like what I did. I did some sort of weird accent. And I just thought it would be so easy to be funny with a block of wood or a couple blocks of wood coming off the side, sort of like a guy that comes from the bolts out of the audience. But I blew it. And I was so angry that I snapped myself out of the dream. And I woke up somewhere around 3 in the morning and just shaking my head and cursing at myself, at my lack of talent, this one opportunity to become a celebrity comedy icon, that I blew it. I blew it. That's the story. Well, I'm here at my destination. Thanks so much for joining me on this very short Sunday morning edition. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. The beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. From the Hip podcast. Have yourself a spectacular day.